It's 12:45, and you're listening to Intermezzo on 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. My pleasure to welcome into our studios two musicians who are very active in the community and have retired here from major orchestras around the country. Pamela Schaefer-Reinhard, violinist, retired from the Minnesota Orchestra, and William Kuiper, who was the assistant principal horn player in the New York Philharmonic and now lives here. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
So this weekend, you'll be performing a concert on Friday evening at Peace Lutheran Church. We want to talk about that concert with Robert Miller, pianist with whom you, Bill Kuiper, have collaborated many times before. In fact, I had you both on here on my show a while back. And let's just talk about how you all met and got together and decided to do this concert first.
Well, how about it, Pam? We met socially out in our community out in Picacho Hills with a friend in common.
Right.
And it was, what time of year? Was that Christmas time?
It was at Christmas time.
Yeah. And, we had to meet. You have to meet Pamela. Was the social interaction going on, and I'm sure it worked the other way for Pam. And,
truly.
Once symphony players get together, there's immediate connections and stories and people we know in common.
And Bill, remind us how long you've lived in Las Cruces.
Well, let's see. We came in 07, so it's 6 years now.
Okay. And Pamela, how long?
We came in 05.
05. Okay. From Minnesota. So tell us a little bit about this concert that you've cooked up for Friday night.
Well, we're collaborating on several pieces, and then I'm playing a solo unaccompanied piece written for me by a friend in the Minnesota Orchestra. We're playing a duo together by Wilder, which is a very interesting piece. We like it a lot.
Alec Wilder,
exactly.
And we keep discovering new things, which is what I think makes a great piece, is that the longer you play it, the more you understand it.
And this is one of those pieces that is not necessarily a giant of the repertoire, as Alec Wilder, for people that know of his music, but it's of wonderful fascination and typical of Alec Wilder's music.
So Alec Wilder, I know something about him. He was from Rochester, New York, where
really,
I'm from.
That's right.
And Jim Shearer and I have had many a conversation about Alec Wilder because he was a great songwriter. He wrote many popular songs that are still sung and performed. And then he wrote these pieces, largely chamber music kind of pieces for winds and different combinations, sort of jazz inflected, and a wonderful, delightful composer. So
he was also the music director for CBS Columbia, CBS Radio. And when I first got in the Philharmonic, there was still a whole group of musicians in that orchestra who were previously radio musicians or freelance musicians, and on a couple occasions I was with some of the quote-unquote older guys, and his name came up, and they all had stories to tell. He must have been an extraordinary character.
Yeah, there's an Alec Wilder Society, actually, that of people around the country who are his big fans, and they have a big Alec Wilder concert every April in New York.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
I happen to be on the listserv because I know the person who from Rochester who administers the listserv of Alec Wilder fans. Mm. So there you have it. Okay, Alec Wilder, who else is on the program?
We're opening the program with a lovely Telemann Trio Sonata. And
well, then after that, you're going to be playing...
I play a Mozart sonata with piano. It's an interesting sonata in the sense that it's right in the middle of the 25 that he wrote, but it's only two movements, which is unusual. Mm-hmm. It has a lovely theme and variations, which ends the piece.
Uh-huh.
And after that, Bill plays.
Yeah. I'm playing a little group of French recital pieces. Interesting anecdote about this is I got it, a teacher up in Interlaken sort of got inside of my brain more than my lip, and he says, you should learn some of these other kinds of pieces, and he gave me a list of stuff, and I went out and bought it. And, compared to being the kind of heroic stuff a young horn player wants to play, they're nuanced and fascinating pieces. And I'm playing a group of three, the last one being a Francais, which is always fun. It's a little canon. I've played these pieces, well, I played one of them on my senior recital when I graduated from college, and whenever the occasion arises, I like to play these pieces.
So that's Jean Francais.
Yeah.
Very, very wonderful, cheeky, fun music.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, great composer. And you're going to be performing with Robert Miller, who's an old colleague of yours, Bill.
That's right.
I don't mean old age-wise, but a long-time colleague of yours back from when you both were on the East Coast. Tell us a little bit more about Robert Miller.
Well, I'm sure we spoke when we were together that Robert had gotten a house in Palm Springs, California. And he and I have been scheming to get a program down there. So actually the program we're playing Friday has already been performed in Palm Springs. We found a venue there and had a wonderful time playing with him. He's loving it in Palm Springs, although for this concert he's on his way east because he's keeping both his life as a musician alive back east and his new life in music out west in Palm Springs. So he'll be heading east after we perform on Friday.
Uh-huh. And the concert, again, is at Peace Lutheran Church, 7:30, and it's the Southwest Trio, which I guess is your new name.
It is.
Yeah, really.
All right, you mentioned that when you first met, you exchanged stories about being in major orchestras. So let's hear a couple of quick musician anecdotes from your past. How about Pamela? You start. Pamela Schaefer-Reinhardt, who was in the first violin section for many years in the Minnesota Orchestra.
Many years.
Okay.
You asked me to recall a little story from the orchestra. The first one that came to my mind is the orchestra played every year in Carnegie Hall, and I always got to the hall early to warm up, and at that time they didn't have dressing rooms for the women, so the women this time on this particular trip had to dress in the boiler room. That's where our trunks were. So I went down, changed my clothes, came up, got my violin out, went out on the stage and was warming up and looked down and noticed I had on brown shoes. So I quick went and put my violin down and put it away and ran down to the boiler room. It was just before the concert. And as I went into the room, the door slammed shut, big heavy metal door, and I couldn't get anyone to respond. So I missed the first half.
Oh, gosh.
And I kept pounding on the door, and I was sort of new in the orchestra, and I didn't want to be tardy, but I was.
Wow, that's just like a gothic novel nightmare, you know, locked in the boiler room.
It was
a
nightmare.
I have other retired friends from the Philharmonic who say that's a frequent dream or nightmare, if you please.
Uh-huh.
I myself have it on it's not unusual.
Not being able to
be
get
somewhere
to the stage.
Not being able to get to the stage, yeah. And it's a panic for sure.
Yeah, yeah. This is as opposed to the nightmare that my mother had as the wife of a violinist, that she would suddenly be backstage and she's supposed to go out and she doesn't know the first thing about how to perform. So that's the other night, the other nightmare that you're on stage and now what do I do?
Yeah.
Wow. So Bill Kiper, do you have any equivalent funny story from your years at the New York Philharmonic?
Well, just to get one off the top of my head, I'll always remember when we performed the world premiere of the John Coriano Clarinet Concerto. It was conducted by Leonard Bernstein with, of course, Stanley Drucker, the legendary clarinetist performing. And John wrote for five horn players in the balcony, which was for an effect. Bernstein called us the elephant calls. We made improvised sounds out there. And of course, I only assume it was effective. But due to circumstances, family issues and so on, we finished playing, and I was looking to catch a little rest, and I sat down at the rehearsal up in a balcony and fell asleep. And the next thing I know, I hear people shouting my name. And they're on the stage, and they're saying it's time for you to come down to the rehearsal. To say the least, I was embarrassed that the other people thought it was pretty funny.
Well, better at a rehearsal than at the concert.
Truly.
Right? Okay, so two sort of nightmare stories of being a professional musician. Bill, you have told me the list of conductors under whom you played as the major conductors of the New York Philharmonic, starting with Leonard Bernstein, and going through quite a few, Kurt Mazur and Lauren Mazel and...
Zubin Mehta,
of course, I was forgetting him. Yeah. Major one, yeah, and others.
Others. Well, the other is Pierre Boulez, if we're talking about music directors.
That's right. And Pamela, what about with the Minnesota? Because you also had some
with
major...
With Minnesota, I was hired by Skrovacevsky, who at 88 is still coming back as an emeritus conductor. The orchestra, unfortunately, is locked out right now, and he's twice volunteered to play fundraising concerts for them, which is very special. Mm-hmm. And then after him came Neville Mariner, and after Neville Mariner was Adel Devard, and after Adel Devard was A.G. Owe, and he was followed, and is the man that's still there, is Osmo Vanska.
Right.
Who has brought the orchestra so far.
Yes, and a whole series of new recordings with Osmo Vanska.
Beautiful Beethoven recordings.
We have all of them.
The best Beethoven I've ever heard.
And Sibelius also. So wonderful. So I'm sure that we're going to have to bring you both back sometime just to give musical anecdotes from being on all the famous stages that you've performed on, as you were saying, every year at the Carnegie. And, of course, the New York was always on the road.
Just so we don't turn into that old radio show, Can You Top This.
Yeah. Well, that might be fun. Actually.
Yeah, really.
That might be fun. We also have in Las Cruces Paul Thomas, also retired cellist from the Minnesota Orchestra. And as you are proving, musicians just don't retire because it's what keeps you going. So I think we have a minute or so left, and we heard that you're playing music of Telemann, Mozart, Francais. I think there's some Brahms.
Yes. We're playing part of the trio.
Okay.
Not to forget that Robert will be playing some wonderful Granados pieces for solo piano.
Okay.
He did his doctoral work on Granados, so for his whole career, they're fascinating pieces.
So stunning.
It's a very eclectic program, both in terms of the eras and also a number of countries are represented, which is always
truly
nice. I've been speaking with Pamela Schaefer-Reinhard, violinist, who I should say this, made your solo debut with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and you were quite young, as I recall.
Yeah. I was 20.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. And William Kuiper, who was the horn player with the New York Philharmonic. They'll be performing Friday night at 7:30 at the Peace Lutheran Church. It's the Southwest Trio, joined by Robert Miller. Thanks for joining us. I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful concert.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.